Well, good morning. First things first, happy Father's Day to all our fathers. God has blessed you in so many ways. He's also given you really, really big responsibilities, like being the leader in your family to help get you and your family to heaven. This is your most important task, fathers. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What should you look forward to as a soldier for Christ? A few nights ago, my wife and I were watching an action and adventure movie. It was about two former male soldiers who I'd guess to be in their mid to late 30s. They were personal friends and they had fought together in the Army. Each had been forced out of the Army either based on their age or their health or their physical condition. And in a conversation between the two, the one who had most recently been forced out, he was really lost on what he was going to do going forward, how to support his family after the Army. The one who was out of the Army the longest said the only thing he really cared about was taking care of his wife and his family, making them happy, and a job was secondary. But then as a means to try to help or encourage the other soldier, he says to his friend, "Well, what do you look forward to?" And at that exact moment, my wife, with her hand on the TV controller, she pauses the movie and very seriously looks over at me as if something serious has happened, and she says, "What do you look forward to?" I hesitated for a moment because my first thought was actually dying and hopefully going to heaven and then experiencing what that would be like, praising and glorifying God and in a place where there's only the beauty of God, the communion of saints, happiness, no wars, no suffering, no pain. But I didn't say that. I thought it would seem a little morbid, and who wants to talk about dying? But then I proceeded to tell her that I look forward to spending days with her, doing things together. And then she just rolled her eyes. It was hard for her to argue with that response. But how would you answer that question? What do you look forward to? As I'm sure you can imagine, there are many ways to look at that question. I'll call them perspectives. How you might think about responding. Do you look forward to something that's short-term or long-term? Does it involve something physical or something non-physical? If you're a student, you might be thinking about getting all A's, graduating from school. Or if older, maybe thinking about getting another car, a new car, a job, having a birthday, taking a vacation, paying off a mortgage. Or maybe it's a more non-physical thing, like you want to become a better listener. You want to be at peace with your family and your friends. Be more content and grateful for what you have. Or maybe do you look forward to leaning into that spiritual journey you may have thought about? Getting closer to Christ by studying the scripture, doing more Catholic traditions, living the best Christian life you can. So much that you treat people, everyone that you meet, as if they were Jesus Christ himself. But how would you answer that question? If you're like me, you probably have thought of many things to look forward to, and most of them probably would have something to do with hopefully making someone happy. But also, if you're a little like me and pragmatic, you know, some of the things that really count are the ones that move us forward in our spiritual journey to heaven. Sometimes that means doing things outside our comfort zone. Doing things where there's some form of suffering involved, but which you know God is calling you to do. In our gospel today from Matthew, Jesus doesn't ask his apostles, his top soldiers, what they are looking forward to, like our earlier soldier did to his friend. He tells them what to look forward to. And actually, he commands them. In last week's gospel, Jesus sent out his 12 apostles with the instructions, very specific. Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel and proclaim the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, drive out demons. In this week's gospel, he tells the 12 what they should look forward to when he instructs them specifically, fear not. The apostles know from the very start there will be those who oppose and challenge them. Jesus tells them what he has said in the darkness they are to proclaim on the housetops. He tells them, don't worry about anybody that can kill your body, but do be afraid of the one, the devil, who can kill both your body and your soul. Finally, Jesus gives confidence to the apostles that his Father and their Father, who is in heaven, values them greatly. So much so that every hair on their head is counted. For some of us, that's pretty easy to count the number of hairs on your head. But today, the world needs soldiers for Christ more than ever. 2,000 years ago, the apostles were given what they were to look forward to from Jesus Christ himself. In person, he was here in the flesh. Today, we get similar messages from our church leaders, and in particular, and most recently, from our Pope Leo. The May 29th edition of the Criterion, I hope you still have it, they had several paragraphs from Pope Leo's first encyclical letter called the Magnifica Humanitas, or Magnificent Humanity. And it was on the subject of safeguarding the human person in the time of artificial intelligence. I highly encourage everyone to read that article. But in paragraph 213, Pope Leo underlined the need for everyone, not just some people, them or they, everyone, to take responsibility in building a better world. And he used a quote that surprised me. He used a quote from Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, which I know some of you have watched that movie. The quote was this: it is not our part to master all the tides of the world, but to do what is in us for the benefit of those years wherein we are set. Uprooting the evil in the fields that we know, so that those who live after may have clean earth to till. In summary, what Jesus called his apostles to look forward to, we should also look forward to, proclaiming the good news of Christ. As a soldier for Christ, what do you, or maybe rather, what should you look forward to in doing that proclamation? Will you be that soldier?